List of indoor plants that look like grass with caring points. Spider plant. Spider plants have long, arching leaves that are narrow and green with white stripes or variegation. Caring requirements. Watering. This plant needs wet but not soggy soil. To provide this situation, you should water it when the topsoil dries out. Light. Spider plant love bright places with indirect sunlight, although it can tolerate some shade. Soil. You must plant it in a well-drained potted soil. Temperature. Average room temperature, around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 to 24 degrees Celsius. Pest and disease. Generally resistant to pests, however, the spider mites can cause problems for your plant. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 2 to 4 weeks during the growing season. Ponytail palm. The ponytail palm has a bulbous base and long, slender leaves that cascade downward like a ponytail. The leaves are usually dark green. Caring requirements. Watering. You should water it sparingly due to this plant can tolerate drought conditions. Avoid overwatering. Light. Although ponytail palm prefers bright, indirect light, it can tolerate low light conditions. Soil. This plant thrives well in the cactus or succulent mixed soil with a well-draining texture. Temperature. It will grow well in room temperatures, although can thrive wide range. Pest and disease. Rarely affected by pests or diseases. Fertilization. A diluted liquid fertilizer every 2 to 4 weeks in spring and summer. Snake plant. Snake plants have tall, upright leaves that are long and pointed and come in various shades of green with horizontal striping. Look at the caring condition of this low-maintenance houseplant to find out why it is popular among people. Caring requirements. Watering. This plant can tolerate drought soils and doesn't need a lot of water, so try to water it only when the soil dries out completely. Light. This magic plant can adapt to various light conditions from low light to indirect light. Soil. Planting in a well-draining potting mix is crucial. Temperature. It prefers warmth but can thrive in a range of temperatures. Pest and disease. Resistant to most pests and diseases. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 2 to 4 weeks in spring and summer. Dwarf papyrus. Dwarf papyrus has slender, grass-like stems that can reach about 2 feet in height. It has a feathery, umbrella-like appearance. Caring requirements. Watering. This plant loves growing in moist soils with high humidity. Light. You must grow it in bright, indirect light or some direct sunlight places. Soil. You must plant it in a pot with a mixture of potting soil and aquatic potting mix. Temperature. Dwarf papyrus is a tropical plant and warm temperatures above 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 21 degrees Celsius are ideal for it. Pest and disease. Mealybugs and spider mites are the most important tiny bugs that you may spot on it. Fertilization. Aquatic plant fertilizer tablets during the growing season. Mondo grass. Mondo grass has dark green, narrow leaves that grow in clumps, creating a dense, grassy look. Caring requirements. Watering. For growing mondo grass, it is important that you keep its soil evenly moist, but you must avoid waterlogged. Light. Low to moderate light conditions are ideal for growing it. Soil. Well-draining potting mix or garden soil. Temperature. Cooler conditions indoors are ideal for this plant, although it can thrive in a range of temperatures. Pest and disease. Mondo grass is generally a pest and disease-resistant indoor plant. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer sparingly during the growing season. Carex. Different carex species vary in appearance, but they typically have slender, arching leaves that resemble grass blades. Colors and sizes can vary. Caring requirements. Watering. Although some species of carex can tolerate slightly drier conditions, most of them love to grow in soil, consistently moist, not soggy. Light. Put its pot in a bright, indirect light place, however, it can grow in low-light rooms. Soil. Some species may prefer acidic soil, but all species must be planted in well-draining potting mix. Temperature. This plant appreciates cooler conditions, however, can adapt to room temperatures. Pest and disease. Pests like aphids and mealybugs can cause problems. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season. Foxtail fern. Foxtail ferns have bright green, needle-like leaves that grow in a bushy, upright manner, resembling foxtails. Caring requirements. Watering. This plant must thrive in soil that is evenly moist. It loves humidity. Light. The best lighting condition for foxtail fern is a place with bright, indirect light, although it can tolerate both some direct sun and lower light. Soil. Planted in a well-draining potting mix. Temperature. Room temperatures. Around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 to 24 degrees Celsius, are ideal for growing this plant. Pest and disease. Spider mites, scale insects, and mealybugs are the most important pests of foxtail fern. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season. Bamboo palm. The bamboo palm has feathery, pinnate leaves that give it a lush and tropical appearance. The leaves are typically dark green. Caring requirements. Watering. Bamboo palm loves soil that is consistently moist, but not soggy. Try to provide a humid condition for it. Light. Put it in a bright, indirect light place of your house. It can also struggle in low light conditions. Soil. Add organic matter to a well-draining potting mix. Temperature. Warm, around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 to 24 degrees Celsius, and humid conditions are ideal for bamboo palm. Pest and disease. Spider mites, scale insects, and mealybugs are tiny bugs that can cause problems for bamboo palm. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season. Sword fern. Sword ferns have long, lance-shaped fronds that can resemble long, slender grass blades. They are often a vibrant green color. Caring requirements. Watering. Similar to other ferns, it like wet, not soggy, soil and humid conditions. Light. Its best growth is in a bright, indirect light place, but can tolerate some shade. Soil. Make the best soil for sword fern by adding organic matter to a well-draining potting mix. Temperature. Room temperatures, around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 to 24 degrees Celsius, are ideal. Pest and disease. Keep your eyes on the symptoms of spider mites, scale insects, and mealybugs. Fertilization. A balanced liquid fertilizer every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season. List of small indoor plants that look like grass. The size of houseplants is one of the essential factors in choosing them for indoor decor. Hence, I decided to provide you with a list of small houseplants that have a grass-like appearance. They are generally compact and suitable for tabletops or smaller spaces. Please note that various factors such as age and care conditions can have an impact on the size of a plant. Hence, before selecting an indoor plant, it's essential to consider its mature size. In the following, you can find a list of them. Spider plant, Chlorophytum commosum. Dwarf papyrus, Cypyrus haspan. Mondo grass, Ophiopogond japonicus. Carex, Carex spp. Foxtail fern, Asparagus densiflorus. List of large indoor plants that look like grass. If you have a large space in your house or office and are searching to find large houseplants that are similar to grass, here you can find a list of them. If you put them in focal points, they will bring a tropical view to your living space. In addition, you can use them as room dividers in larger spaces. Ponytail palm, Buparnia recurvata. Snake plant, Sansevieria trifasciata. Bamboo palm, Camaduria ciafrisii. Sword fern, Nephrolepis exaltata. Ornamental grasses, various species, size dependent. Grass-like plants with flowers. If you want to add colors to the greenery space of your house, grass-like plants that can produce flowers will help you in this issue. In the following, I provide you with a list of indoor plants that are similar to grass and can bloom with a brief overview of their flowers. Due to the size being a critical factor in using houseplants in indoor decor, as mentioned above, I grouped the plants into two categories, small and large flowering grass-like houseplants. Let's find them. Small grass-like indoor plants with flowers. Spider plant, Chlorophytum commosum. Spider plants produce small, white flowers that are star-shaped and have a tubular appearance. The flowers are white with greenish-yellow centers and are about half an inch to three-quarters inch in size. Spider plants can produce flowers during their growing season, which is usually in the spring or summer. Mondo grass, Ophiopogond japonicus. Mondo grass can produce small, bell-shaped flowers on tall spikes. The flowers are usually purple to pale lavender and are about a quarter inch to half an inch in size. Mondo grass typically blooms in the late spring or early summer. Large grass-like indoor plants with flowers. Ponytail palm, Buchornia recurvata. Mature ponytail palms can produce small, fragrant, white or cream-colored flowers. The flowers are often small and inconspicuous, with a waxy texture. Flowering in indoor ponytail palms is relatively rare, and it may not happen regularly. When it does occur, it's typically in late spring or early summer. Bamboo palm, Camytaria ciafrisii. Bamboo palms can produce small, yellowish-white flowers in clusters. The flowers are small and not particularly showy, with a yellowish-white color. Flowering in indoor bamboo palms is infrequent and may not happen in typical indoor conditions. Sword fern, Nephrolepis exaltata. Sword ferns can produce small, inconspicuous, and often non-showy flowers. The flowers are usually greenish or brownish and may not be very noticeable. Flowering in indoor sword ferns is rare, and the plant is primarily grown for its attractive foliage.